Hi, my name is Carl. I'm returning the call back from customer support. Can I have your zip code so I can locate that account?
My name is Thomas Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G.
You said wedding?
Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G.
Okay, thank you. What's that first name?
I'm sorry, sir?
What's your first name?
Thomas.
Still trying to locate that account. What's that zip code?
72113.
Thank you. Still trying to locate that account. current account. Okay, can you provide that email address?
T Otis, OTIS, Redding, @yahoo.com.
Thank you. That address, 708 Forest Place.
708 Forest Place, Maumelle, Arkansas, 72113.
Thank you. Okay, how can I help you?
I just received a credit card bill, and I see something here from a New York number.
Keto.
A bill. Mm-hmm. For
$68.89.
$68.89. What is that for? And I never charged anything to this number.
Hold a second. Let me. I'm trying to see what that was. Okay. Looks like it was some cleanse.
Some what, sir?
Keto cleanse.
Keto planes.
Cleanse. Some skin care.
Oh no! I never order anything like that.
Trim lab. Let's see if I covered the wrong thing. Trying to make sure I tell you exactly what that is.
I don't know what it is, sir, but I never ordered it.
Okay, so you didn't order no trial online?
No.
Okay. Well, let me see you to the fraud department. I'm gonna cancel out this account and send you to the fraud department. What I'm gonna do is cancel the account, transfer you to the fraud, where they will do an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want to make sure you're aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed that order without your knowledge.
Well, so what do I do?
I'm going to put you on hold so I can see you to the fraud department.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. How to say it? You spelled Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm still here. I'm about to transfer you now. Hold a second.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.